And welcome back to the Pledge Drive here on AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at The Quest. And, we got a lot of things going on here. Kind of hectic getting everybody out of here and everybody back in here. So I just want to mention that we've got matching funds again. $5,000 in matching funds. That is awesome. And so that means up until 10 o'clock, whatever you donate, up to $5,000, going to be doubled. $100 donation makes a $200 donation. And that includes the monthly. If you want to do a monthly pledge, the first 12 months will be matched dollar for dollar. So make sure you're taking advantage of that, okay? We need 100 new monthly donors during the yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we're a little behind on to reach that goal, but I think we can do it if we get some more. So we've got a studio full of people here, five people in here. And who is there a leader here? Or they're all pointing at each other. Juliet Greco. Now, I know you've been here on The Quest before. There we go.
Great.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. Thank you.
Good. So can you tell me, do you know any of these people that are here with us?
I do. I do know these lovely people. So Juliet Greco with the Catholic Foundation of North Georgia. And I am here with one of my favorite Professional Advisor Network members, Samantha Holica. So, Samantha?
Good morning.
Samantha's with Northwestern Mutual. And Samantha and I are hoping to share and give tips on the various ways that one can make a charitable donation. Ways that they can make a big impact in their Catholic community and help their bottom line, help their family as well, so that they can, their dollars can go further and do more. And so with that, we have also brought some guests here that can share some inspiring stories that will hopefully speak to one or many that are listening today.
That's right. We have Kathy Meter and Kevin and Karen Butts. And
good
morning. We're really excited to have you share and tell us a little bit about yourselves, as well as a story from your faith journey. So, Kathy, why don't we start with you?
Good morning. I'm Kathy Meter, and I got pulled into The Quest before it was The Quest. I met Carol at a Bible study meeting, and she had made the announcement when everybody was introducing each other that she was hoping to start a Catholic radio station. And this is something that I had always been interested in. I was a big fan and watch EWTN on television, but I never was able to listen on the radio. And also, at that, shortly before this, my aunt had died, and I was the trustee of her estate and needed to find a charitable donation. She had a, you know, percentage of her estate was going, and it was up to me and my brother. And so this was an answer to prayers to find the right place where God wanted me to use her money. And she was a big fan of EWTN as well. So that's how I got involved with The Quest.
So let me just jump in here, because you said after your aunt passed away?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, Samantha, maybe you can speak to this a little bit, but that's probably when I would guess 90% of the people make plans is, okay, somebody passed away, we've got to do something now. Or do a lot of people plan ahead? I mean, is it a death that kind of makes you say, oh, I got to do something? Or are there a lot of people planning ahead?
I would say there's less people planning ahead than are planning ahead.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's kind of what I thought.
And, you know, especially in our community here in North Georgia, you know, I think that there is a room for a lot of opportunity to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with either doing some sort of bequest, or just making sure that we have set aside some assets either in our lifetime as well. And Juliet and I will talk a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there really is some opportunity. If people maybe can't do, let's say, a monthly contribution to the Quest or can do a one-time donation out of cash flow, because sometimes cash flow is spoken for, especially for on fixed incomes,
or right.
have very expensive lives like Juliet and I do with high schoolers right now, too. You know,
where do they get to college?
Something. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, the worst is yet to come, but that's okay. But there are things that can be done if we need to wait.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this is the Community of Hope Pledge Drive. We have Juliet Greco here, who's a parishioner at Our Lady of the Assumption. We have Samantha Holoka, thank you, from St. Peter Chanel, Kathy Meter, who we just heard from All Saints, and Kevin and Karen Butts, who are parishioners at St. Michael the Archangel in Woodstock. So welcome, all of you. So I didn't mean to take over.
Oh, no, that's
you know
great.
What? Let's give the phone number, because we got to make sure we give this phone number. I bought a stopwatch, and every 8 minutes I give that phone number or less. And people are always saying, you didn't give the phone number. I don't hear the phone number. Okay, let's do this, okay? 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. You can donate online at thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app that's on your phone. Once again, that's 470-508-1160. And we are looking for 100 new monthly donors. If you are a monthly donor already and you increase the amount, we'll count you as a new one, and you'll get one of those cool coffee mugs. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. You'll be in our coffee club. So once again, that's 470-508-1160. So back to who? Samantha or?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to actually ask a few questions of Kevin and Karen. Because I think they have a great story to share. Can you just tell us a little bit more about your background and, you know, just something, you know, the story that you had shared earlier about your son? That would be wonderful.
Oh, well, this actually isn't our first pledge drive. We were on the pledge once before where our seminarian son, they wanted to kind of interview him, talk about his journey and how he discerned entering the priesthood. And so we were here with him in this studio room during an earlier pledge drive. But he's a seminarian down in South Florida at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, and will be ordained a transitional deacon this May.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
God bless.
It really is.
For all of us.
I mean, that's one of the things about the Quest is, you know, as you're listening in your car, your kids learn more about the faith, about God, and that's where our future vocations come from.
You're absolutely right.
Was there a particular story or something that you remember, or maybe that your son had shared with you, whether it was from the Quest or from any, you know, anything that had sort of inspired him?
Well, Karen used to take the kids to daily mass a lot while I was working, and so the kids were familiar with the priests and got to know several of them more personally, and so we would talk to the kids about being altar servers. Funny, none of them wanted to be altar servers, but they're all very strong in their faith, So my boys love sports. They would play soccer and football, mm-hmm. and everything all year round. And so at one point they were like, I don't want to be a priest. I said, why not? Well, all they do is they pray and they're in mass all the time. And I said, hey, you know the priests of the Archdiocese have their own soccer team? And he's like, really?
And oh, wow.
I think that was one of the things that sold them. So.
That is awesome.
That's wonderful.
We had Father Paul at St. Peter Chanel for a couple of years before he was moved up to Rome. And one of the biggest fundraisers that the school would benefit from was basketball against Father Paul.
Yeah.
And it was hysterical because he was over 6 feet tall. He's about as tall as you are, Dave. And he would just annihilate these fifth graders. And it was just so fun to watch. Super, super great athlete. So Not true.
Yeah.
Sit around and pray and can't play sports still.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have real lives.
Catholics like their sports.
That's yeah. right. That's great.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I guess we should give that phone number again.
Why
right?
don't we? You can't give it too much. That's what they tell me. So it's 470-508-1160. If you would like to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge would be awesome. We're really looking for those because that's a way we can really plan our, you know, kind of see, look into the future and say, okay, we can do this. We can't do this. We have this money coming in. So it helps us to plan better if you can do it monthly. And it doesn't have to be a lot, you know, 10, 20, 30 bucks a month, 100 bucks a month if you can. That would be awesome as well. So 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. You can go to the questatlanta.com or on the Quest Atlanta app. And we have up to $5,000 for the next 44 minutes. So up to $5,000 in matching funds. So whatever, and that includes the monthly one. So if you know, say it's 10 bucks a month, well, for the next 12 months, you just made it 20 bucks a month. Okay,
wow.
So make sure you're taking advantage of that matching funds right now, 470-508-1160. Samantha?
Wonderful. Well, I am going to turn it over to Juliet to tell us a little bit more about the Catholic Foundation and their connection to the Quest.
Great. Thank you, Samantha. So the Catholic Foundation, our mission is to help Catholics with faith-inspired giving and legacy planning while stewarding funds for the long-term sustainability of the Catholic organizations in our community. So we, as the plan giving partner of the Quest, the parishes, the schools, and the various important nonprofits in our Catholic community, we are here to share ideas, ways to help facilitate, to help connect individuals with professional advisors like Samantha, her team, and others on the Catholic Foundation Professional Advisors Network to think about ways, again, that they can make an impact to these organizations that they care deeply about. So the Quest, they have an endowment fund at the Catholic Foundation. I don't know if you all knew that. So what is an endowment fund? An endowment fund is a fund that is invested. It's invested in accordance with our faith, and it grows at a very healthy rate. The principal is protected. It's protected forever. So this fund is intended to last forever and benefit the Quest and the mission of the Quest forever. So that's pretty wonderful that the Quest not only, I mean, it's critical to keep the lights on today, and this pledge drive is very important to do the daily work that they do, but that the Quest wants to ensure that their mission continues for future generations. How great is that?
And let me just jump in here real quick because, and Carol hates it when I talk about her on the air, but Carol is, I call her our lead volunteer because she's like the main person. If it wasn't for her, the station wouldn't exist. But she has a banking background. And so it doesn't surprise me that we would have something like that. I mean, trust me that when you make a donation or a pledge to the Quest, it's getting put to good use. I mean, we're very good stewards of the gifts we're given. So I just want to say that along with what you were saying, you know.
Thank you. And as Kathy was mentioning before about, you know, this impact of this bequest, you know, that her aunt, you know, left and for Kathy to have prayed about and to think about which organization would really benefit from this bequest, you know, you asked, do many people have a will in place? So actually, the statistics are astounding. 68% of Americans do not have a will. Right. So 68%. So again, for those listeners on the call, you know, at the Catholic Foundation on our website, we actually have a free will functionality, you know, where you can go and you can create your will. Through that process, it asks, would you like to make some room for a charitable organization? And the Quest is there. There's a drop down, and the Quest and the endowment fund is listed there. It makes it very easy for someone in the Catholic community as they're going through this important process of getting all their ducks in a row and planning their will and taking care of their family members to maybe consider an organization that they care deeply about.
I have a question about that.
Yes.
If you designate the Quest as a beneficiary, does it go to the endowment, or does the Quest decide if it's going to the endowment or if it's going to a specific need that they have, like if they need a new transformer or they something like that?
So it's actually up to the donor to decide when they're creating their will, when they're maybe, it doesn't even have to just be a will. It could be a change of beneficiary form for an insurance policy or a retirement account, and just make the Quest, you know, a beneficiary or the Quest Endowment Fund. So we don't know when we're going to pass away. We don't know when that time is going to come. So it could be now. It could be many, many, many years from now. So since we can't plan, it's up to the donor to know if maybe you want to. You could even do half to the Quest today. Whenever one passes away, then that bequest can go to them for their operational needs. And then part of it can go into this endowment fund that will continue to grow, and the Quest can budget for it and receive a distribution from it forever. Mm-hmm. Regardless of who is here, who is in charge, that mission, that purpose in the endowment fund stays intact and continues to benefit the Quest and its mission forever.
So, like, that if you gave good. A donation, you could put, you know, I want X amount to go into the endowment, and the rest of it I want for
correct
regular daily use.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes. Yep.
That is awesome. So we've got some people here. I'm going to head down to the call center here, if we don't mind. Oh, yeah. There we go. Lots of activity in here. Absolutely. We want to thank these are left over from the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Sherman from Sandy Springs. Thank you so much. Alex, in honor of Allison, who was here last hour. Alex is from St. Louis. St. Louis, Mississippi? Haven't heard of that one. We also have Terry from Marietta. Thank you very much. That's in honor of Ann and Lori and their work. And also, these are all from the 8 o'clock hours. Dottie, in honor of Larry and Ann. Thank you very much. And Michelle from Smyrna, thank you for sharing your faith, she says. And also from, oh, now we're getting into the 9 o'clock hour. Mary, I have a hard time reading these writings sometimes. I get in such a hurry to write this down. Mary Pat Davis donated in honor of Kathy. So thank you very much. Yeah. Sue from Chambly in honor of Juliet. Thank you. We've got an anonymous donor from Brentwood, Tennessee. Thank you very much. Megan in honor of Juliet and Kathy from Brookhaven. Also, Deborah from Kennesaw in honor of Karen and Kevin.
Thanks, Deborah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, oh, boy, we got a few more here. We'll get to those in just a little bit. Let me get out of this noisy room here. There we go.
Lots of activity.
Great.
I love how we have donors from Tennessee, from Mississippi, that, you mm-hmm. know, obviously they're listening on the web or
on the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the power of the Quest.
Exactly.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah, I've got a friend in Richmond, Virginia, and he said it's just, you know, he puts it on his Bluetooth in the car, and he said it's like I'm in Atlanta, you know, it's crystal clear. So that's really the way to do it. If you would like to join this list of people who are supporting the Quest, you can do that by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. You can donate online at thequestatlanta.com or on the phone, if that's how you're listening, maybe you want to just hit the little donate button there on the Quest Atlanta app. And once again, that number is 470-508-1160. We're going to take a break here in just a little bit, but we got a few more things to talk about right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Samantha? Qualified charitable distributions. Or should we save that for the next segment?
We can definitely knock that one out. So that one is if you are going to give a portion of your IRA. So when someone turns 73 years old, the government's going to make you take out required minimum distributions. I do a lot of retirement planning for people and a lot of retirement distributions. We're sending people a lot of that money out of their IRAs every month. And I would say probably half my clients don't even use it. They either give it to charity or they, you know, they put it in their bank account for Christmas gifts or something, but it's not really part of their monthly need. And so what you can do is donate that required minimum distribution to charity. So it won't increase your tax liability that year, because every dollar you take out of an IRA, you are going to pay federal and state taxes on in the state of Georgia. And so if you don't need that money, then you can donate it instead of taking it. You can donate it to the Quest. You can donate it to any other qualified charity. And the limit on that this year is $108,000, which I know is a lot, but that would be wonderful if you're not using it and it's just going back into cash.
Well, and if that did come to the Quest, that'd be halfway to our goal.
That would be amazing. if anybody's out there.
We've got a $200,000 goal that we're trying to reach here, so...
But you don't have to give that much.
No,
you don't. That's the most they'll let you take the tax deduction on.
Well, and I just want to point out, too, that you know, we do have a $200,000 goal that we're shooting for by tomorrow evening at 6. Hopefully we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. Prayerfully we will. But I just want to mention, you know, somebody might be thinking, well, what's my $20 a month going to... It's not going to... No, it does.
Absolutely.
If there's 100 people... just like you, that's significant.
That's right.
Every gift counts.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Absolutely.
I have a client who gives about, she takes her required minimum distribution every year, and she gives most of it, which is about $3,000, to her church
mm-hmm.
every year. And then she keeps a little bit, right, to pay taxes on the remainder, as well as her Christmas gifts. And that's all she uses it for.
I remember once... when we were, you know, we had young children, and I gave $5 a month to a charity. I can't even remember the name of it now, but I remember thinking at the time, okay, I'm going to do something. You know, we don't have a lot of money. We've got five children, you know, and we're kind of strapped. But when I did that, you know, it was like put on a credit card. So it was done every month. I never even thought of it. I never even remembered that I was even giving that money away. So it was like, and then I saw it, you know, a couple of years later. I'm like, wow, I forgot that I was even donating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easy way to do it. Put it on a card and
that's right.
You're doing it and you don't even know you're doing it.
I read a statistic, too, that like people will sign up for, you know, Peacock or Hulu or one of these, and then they forget they did it.
Right.
And they don't even realize, and then they look and think, how long have I been paying on this? I don't even watch that.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
So I say, make the Quest your forgotten payment.
Yeah.
You know, just
that's
set
right.
it up and forget
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
So we are here talking with Juliet Greco, who is with the Catholic Foundation of North Georgia.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And also a parishioner, Our Lady of the Assumption. Samantha, I'm going to mess this up again.
Holoka,
thank you. I want to say Holoka, but I know that's not right. But anyway, Samantha, thank you for coming. You're a parishioner St. Peter Chanel, Kathy Meter, parishioner at All Saints, and also Kevin and Karen Butts, parishioners at St. Michael the Archangel in Woodstock. Thank you for coming. We're going to take just a little break, and we'll be right back into it in just a little bit.
I'm Scarlett Ordner, and I'm from the Mary Our Queen Parish in Peachtree Corners, Georgia, up until the volunteering. Because even if you get a little snippet out of it, it's interesting. I was in the car, and it was just 5 minutes, and they were talking about getting ready for Lent, and it was just like, wow, it was very pertinent. It's like, wow. I'm trying to prepare for Lent, and they're kind of telling me what I need to do, and also talking about, like, you know, what are you sacrificing during Lent? And I thought that was interesting because they're like, make sure it's something that's important, you know, that could, like, maybe it's even a sacrifice of time, you know, and getting away from the things that you've been working on that really aren't fruitful. And I thought that was very pertinent to me. I feel like I'm helping the cause, I guess, of the radio station. Plus, it's Catholic-based, and I'm trying to find ways to deepen my faith, too. So being exposed to just the whole nature, and I love the fact that there's a chapel here, and, you know, there's Mass and that kind of thing. So join me in supporting the quest during the spring pledge drive.
Thank you very much, Scarlett. We are so happy to have you and everybody else supporting us. We do appreciate that. I'm Dave Savage, a programming and production manager here at The Quest. We are here with, I won't say all your parishes again, but you're all local. Juliet Greco, Samantha Holoka, Kathy Meter, and Kevin and Karen Butts. We thank you all for being here as well. So now what's the plan? Wait, I didn't turn your microphone on. There we go, that helps.
So since it's the feast of Saint Joseph, we thought that we would start the second segment with a prayer.
Absolutely.
Oh, Saint Joseph, whose protection is so great, so prompt, so strong, before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. Oh, Saint Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession, and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Name of the Father, Amen. Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Thank you.
Patron saint for workers. We'll pray for the staff of the Quest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent.
Well, great. So, in the last segment, I know Samantha talked about qualified charitable distributions and what a advantageous tool that is for giving. So, Kathy, if you could share your experience.
Yes, you know, since I am of an age where I need to use that, utilize that, or can utilize that. Now, almost all of my charitable contributions come from my IRA using the qualified charitable distribution. It makes it really easy. I'm able to give more because it reduces the tax liability. Because everything that, as Samantha said, everything that comes out of your IRA is taxed on a federal and state level. So it's beneficial in that regard. And as far as also, I think somebody mentioned about stock transfers. Before I qualified for having to take out the IRA, I used actual stock to give as donations, because there again, I could give more doing it that way, and that was told me by financial advisors that it was just the most prudent way to do it. I am a steward of the money that I have been entrusted from my husband when he passed away, or from, you know, relatives and that kind of thing. And I take that very seriously. So thank you.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Kathy, because it's true. You can give more with those vehicles, and it also allows you to be able to spend more, right? Because the less taxes you pay, the more the money goes further. So every type of asset that we have, whether it's cash, our real estate, our stock, our IRAs, our Roth IRAs, our life insurance, our coin collection, our automobiles, anything, they're all tax efficient in different ways. Some are great to be able to spend on groceries and, you know, pay your property taxes and put gas in the car, and some are great for giving. And some are great for leaving to children as well. They're not all equal in the same way. So I'm glad that you heeded that advice, because it does help in a number of ways. So thank you for your donations and for your giving to the Quest, as well as other things. So I want to turn it over, if it's okay, and come back to Karen and Kevin. And they have a really intriguing story to share about how God has had intervened in their life at a very important time for their family.
Yeah, so I'll start. It was when our daughter, our oldest daughter, Melissa, was and is still living in Italy. And, excuse me, she was to be married, but it was during COVID. It was supposed to be a June wedding, and they had to postpone it to September because of COVID. So she postponed it, and then they set the date, and we had very little time to book a flight. And Kevin had looked online and found out that we could go, and so we booked the flight, and off we went and had a layover in Amsterdam. And when we got into Amsterdam, they were not letting us go forward. They weren't letting us go to Italy because of...
Yeah, basically what had happened was the European Union had just changed the law and allowed, if you're a relative of someone, an Italian national in Italy, you could come over and visit them, and where you couldn't travel before. And so, you know, we're like, well, we're her parents, and so let's head over. So literally we bought an airline ticket on September 10th to travel on September 11th, if that isn't familiar.
Yeah.
So that raised a lot of flags for people, I think. But when we got to Amsterdam, as Karen was saying, we were held there for 8 hours, and they were saying that they wouldn't let us through until they contacted Florence or Italy, and Italy said that they would allow us in. So it was the border patrol in Amsterdam that was trying to get this confirmation. And of course, bureaucracies, they're getting no answer, no response, and that sort of thing. And this is literally where, you know, the Quest is a community. And it's our prayer community here that we contacted and reached out, and everyone started praying for us. And so our daughter had gone to the border control at the Florence airport, and she gave us their number and email address. And I gave that to the border patrol in Amsterdam, who was contacting Rome and getting no response. Mm-hmm. And so the border patrol person in Amsterdam said, can the parents of an Italian national come into the country? Our daughter, actually, at the time, her visa had just expired. She's a U.S. citizen, not an Italian national. And so there were all sorts of things that, you know, that didn't apply. But the people in Florence said, I can respond yes to this question, even though they knew that it didn't respond, you know, didn't apply to us. And so, you know, but people literally all over the world were praying for us.
The power of prayer. And, yeah, my daughter, she had friends calling her in Italy at different parts, you know, saying, I was at this church and I was, I don't know, you came to my mind and I started praying for you. I don't know if you need prayers or what you need prayers for. So she had two friends that had texted her or called her or whatever and told her that. And so the funny thing of the story is, so we're in Amsterdam and they get the okay. And so I'm in the restroom, and so I come back, and the woman, you know, who's been helping us, is she and Kevin are standing there talking, and I'm like, oh my heavens, you know. So I go back and I'm crying, and I'm like, I just really want to go. It's my daughter's wedding. I think we had actually said this prior to this, what Kevin's, that part of the story, because my daughter kept saying, do not say it's a wedding. Do not say they're not going to let you go for a wedding. Don't put that in there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay. But anyways, I like blurted it out, and I'm bawling, you know, and I'm crying, and I'm like, oh, you know. And so the woman, so I come back, and the two of them are standing there talking, and I'm like, oh, no, we're going home. We're going home. I can tell. And so she goes, should I tell her the good news or should you? And so Kevin looks like, and she goes, You're going. Wow. And it's COVID. Oh, wow. You know, it's COVID. I have no mask on. She has no mask on. And I like bear hug the woman. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you. And she is like, COVID. And I'm like, and we both like screamed and walked away from each other. I said, I don't have COVID. Really? I do not have COVID. But it was really, it was just a beautiful, beautiful end to, you know,
a very trying time.
Yes.
Jacob in Florida had his whole seminary praying for us.
Oh, wow.
Well, so, I was going to say, never underestimate the power of prayer.
Exactly. Yeah.
The tears didn't hurt either.
No.
No. I know.
And I want to mention, I'm going to throw this out there too, because Carol, who is our head volunteer here, she's put together a really good group of intercessors who, if she'll call them all up and she'll text them all and say, hey, we need prayers for this or we need prayers for that.
Exactly.
And we also have, if you go to our website, I think it's on the app too, but you can request prayers. And we've got right on the other side of this wall here from the studio, there's a chapel, and we have the Blessed Sacrament exposed 4 days a week, and there's a prayer book in there. And we write the prayers in there as they come in. We write them in there in the book, and you'll have people praying for you if you go onto our website and check that out. So anyway, this is the Community of Hope Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. We are looking for $200,000 by 6 o'clock tomorrow, and we have about 10 minutes? I'm bad at math, but up until the top of the hour to take advantage of these matching funds up to $5,000. So make sure that you're get in on that, because it'll double it. And Karen, what were you gonna? You've got a phone number over there that people can call, don't you?
Yeah, it's like, it's time to give the phone number. if you want to donate, please call 470-508-1160.
Mm-hmm.
470-508-1160.
And I'm a tech guy, so I would probably go to thequestatlanta.com or donate on the app. So
Both of those work too.
Yeah.
But the good old-fashioned way of 470-508-1160 works just as good.
Right.
So,
well, and if you call into that number, they will ask you if you would like to give us a prayer request, and those are immediately put in the prayer book in the Adoration Chapel.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, that's great to know.
Good to know.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you can't, you know, if times are tight or whatever and you can't afford it, even if you don't make a donation, we'll still pray for you. you can call that number and we'll absolutely pray for you.
And that Adoration Chapel, that's a special place.
It is.
Beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
And the cool thing, because I've worked here a little over 3 years now, and I've always worked out in the secular world, but to have that right next door,
wow.
Like if things are getting frustrated, you know how sometimes in your job things are just,
sure.
And if I just go sit there for 10 minutes, it's like, oh. You know, it's a gift.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
When the Quest was being formed and before we went on the air, I was involved with trying to find a location for the studio and the offices and a place for the Adoration Chapel was a priority. So it has been, it's dedicated to Our Lady of Fatima. We've got a beautiful statue in there.
Beautiful.
And this is all about God's work and the importance of community and drawing people to God. That is the whole point to having Catholic radio.
Mm-hmm. Community of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pledge drive here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So if you're being called, if you're feeling the heart strings being tugged to give, it may be the Holy Spirit at work.
And Dave, aren't there special gifts that a pledge would get for $100 a month?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you do give $100 a month, you will receive a beautiful rosary that's been touched to the relic of some of your favorite saints. So that's cool
beautiful.
Thing.
So it's a third class relic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and also if you are a new monthly donor any amount, or if you are currently a monthly donor and you increase that amount, you're going to be a member of the Quest Coffee Club, and you get a free Quest Coffee mug. And they're pretty cool looking mugs, too, I must say.
I think I need to get me one of those.
Absolutely. Any amount, monthly donation.
I'll sign up at 9:59.
Okay. I like the donor.
Just make sure you
do it
before 10 o'clock so that you can take advantage of that matching money up to $5,000. I think there's still some of that money left. And we'll check in the call center in just a little bit here before we get out of here. But we've got a couple last minute things you want to mention?
Sure. Mm-hmm. So I just want to share with the listeners that, you know, again, there's other ways that you can donate if cash or cash flow, if we can't be a monthly donor to get our coffee cup, or we don't have cash to spare right now, or maybe there's other things that you have that you're like, hey, what am I going to do with this? Do I still need this? I get that question a lot with some of these things. So one, Kathy had mentioned highly appreciated stock. So a lot of times people don't want to sell that stock because of the taxes they're going to incur off of that. Mm-hmm. I've got clients who have NVIDIA stock that dad bought for $14 a share. Well, it's painful when you sell that. So you can give that, and you will not pay the capital gains taxes or the state taxes on that, nor will the Quest. So you, if you call or you go online, they will take your stock.
Wow.
So it can be really helpful if you... you know, you're not planning on using that. And if you think your kids aren't going to miss it, if that were the plan, hey, I'm just going to leave that to the kids, you know, they're probably not going to miss a small amount of it. Mm-hmm. So the other couple of things, a lot of times people will set up donor advised funds, and they may have done it a long time ago. It's an account where you can donate money in a given tax year and reduce your tax liability beyond the standard deduction, okay? And so in those accounts, you can send money from those accounts to any charity of your choice. It doesn't have to be just one charity. So if you have one of those accounts, go see if there's any money in it, and you can donate that to the Quest. And then another, you know, kind of speaking off of that, you know, I know we don't give money, especially in the Catholic community, for tax deductions alone, but it is helpful. So, you know, you can, in specific years, if you don't normally itemize taxes because of the standard deduction, or excuse me, you don't itemize your deductions because of your standard deductions too high, you can do a certain amount of giving in one specific year of different assets that will throw you over that standard deduction line.
Oh, cool.
Okay, and so it can help you. We call it bunching, where you do a lot of giving in one year instead of doing it consistently every single year. If that's good for your situation. The last piece that I'll share here is if you have life insurance. I know... there are people that will come to me and say, hey, we've got this smaller life insurance policy. My kids don't need it. My wife doesn't need it. Should I keep this? Should I keep paying on it? Or don't keep paying on it? Or dad and mom got it for me years and years and years ago, and I still have it, and it's teeny tiny compared to whatever else we have. What should I do? Should I just cash it out? Well, you can donate that. And there's different ways to donate it. You can either just make the Quest your beneficiary, or you can actually call Juliet at the Catholic Foundation, and it can go into the endowment. And then the Catholic Foundation owns and controls it, and you actually remove it from your estate. And if you're continuing to pay premiums on that, you can take the premium as a tax deduction. So I do that for some of my charitable giving, because we are in this very expensive time. So we can give a little bit of money that makes a huge impact later when I pass away. And then the Catholic Foundation can also use it as far as its cash accumulation before I pass away, or they can wait until I pass away and use the death benefit, which is really the bigger benefit of it. And they get that money tax-free as well. So another idea.
So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
So if you just Google Samantha Holowka Northwestern Mutual.
How do you spell Holowka?
H-O-L-O-W-K-A. Then you'll find me. I'm the only one out there.
You're the only person I've ever met named Holowka.
There are some other Holowkas in Rochester, New York. That's my husband's long-lost family. But it's not too many down here in the Southeast.
And Julia, what about you if somebody wanted to get a hold of you?
So if they want to contact me at the Catholic Foundation, mm-hmm. you can call or reach out at cfnga.org. And we have programs and services that help people give more effectively and efficiently to the Catholic community, to organizations like the Quest.
And you can go there to get the free will, too, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So Juliet Greco, parishioner at Our Lady of the Assumption, thank you for being here. Samantha Holowka from St. Peter Chanel, thank you. Kathy Meter from All Saints, thank you very much. You. And also Kevin and Karen Butts, parishioners at St. Michael the Archangel, thank you for being there. I'm going to take one last...
Pleasure.
Yeah, I'm going to take one last walk down to the... Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of activity going on in here. Absolutely. Caroline from Atlanta, thank you very much. Lori in Dunwoody, that's in honor of to Kathy and the Wednesday morning Bible study group. Are you in a Bible study group on Wednesday mornings?
Do.
Absolutely. What else do we have here? Deacon Vic and Alice at St. Michael the Archangel, thank you very much. Also,
thank you.
Matt.
Thank you, Deacon.
Matt at All Saints, thank you. Daryl from St. Michael the Archangel, and also Lisa from Clawson, Michigan, in honor of Larry Schauer, who was here last hour. So thank you very much. Let me close this up and get it. There we go. Wow, lots of activity going on in there. Absolutely. So once again, thank you all for being here and helping out with our community of Hope Pledge Drive here on the Quest.
And I just want to say once more that, no donation is too small.
That's right.
As Karen was saying, that $5 a month, we didn't even notice it. The Starbucks once a week, over the course of a month, that adds up and it really does help.
Mm-hmm. Every gift makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.